Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer here with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. Welcome, Randy.
You bet. It's good to be here today. Today we're going to talk about some holiday spices. And I think it'll be a little bit different twist on what most people
talk about.
Today?
We're
going to spice it up.
You feeling spicy today?
You got it.
All right.
Yeah. You know, we think of spices strictly as culinary things, particularly during the holidays when we're doing all the spicy cookies and we're doing spicy meats and just lots and lots of spices that we use. People use more spices during the holidays, during that one holiday season, the month of December, generally, than they do the other 11 months of the year all combined.
Wow.
It's just a great time for using spices, and we think of them as holiday ideas. Mm. But originally, herbs and spices kind of went together when people didn't talk about just spices. They talked about herbs and spices, and they were talking about medicinal things. So I thought it'd be interesting to take just a minute and talk about some of the spices that when we mention the spice, people are going to think one thing about what they use it for and what they cook it with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you just maybe one sentence about what that spice was originally used for and what we used to do with it.
Please broaden my spice perspective.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, for example, cinnamon. What do you think of when you think about cinnamon? Most people think about
cinnamon toast crunch.
Okay, there you go. Something cookie, something sweet. But did you know that cinnamon is an absolutely wonderful addition to your diet for helping to reduce blood sugar issues? It's also good for a weight control product. So there are many therapeutic things that we do with cinnamon that don't have anything at all to do with holidays. Hmm. Cinnamon is useful year-round for those kinds of efforts.
Okay.
Peppermint. I always have them a little leery when I go to a restaurant and at the end of the meal they give you a peppermint. You know, it's always the peppermint laying on the plate or something like that. Peppermint, you think, is just a good tasty candy. Mm-hmm. But in fact, peppermint for most people really shouldn't be eaten before bedtime. And that's where they put your peppermint mint on your pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Peppermint relaxes the little valve that runs between the esophagus and the stomach and relaxes it. So people who are tending toward GERD or acid reflux or those kinds of issues, when they take that peppermint, you weaken that valve. And when you lay down, everything that's in your stomach comes right back up into your esophagus. Peppermint is an absolutely wonderful holiday treat, but therapeutically, it should be eaten not before bedtime and has many other benefits. Plus the fact that I have a local assisted living facility that I spend quite a bit of time at. I'm there many days of the week doing a number of things. And one of the things that I do is deliver peppermint oil to the people. They like the smell of it, one, but peppermint also keeps down bugs and little critters in the rooms. Even things like mice. People used to plant peppermint around the baseboards of their houses because it kept the mice and things from coming into the house. And so it's very, very much a deterrent for the small creatures. We like to think of it as holiday spice, but it's got lots of other things that we do as well.
So peppermint's great. Just make sure you eat it for breakfast.
Yeah. Let's don't go all the way there, but just not before bedtime if you're tending toward things that are digestive problems. Another one is clove. We put clove in our meats during the holiday season. Clove in your ham along with some citrus makes a great ham. Mm. But you know what? We sell most of the clove oil that we sell at the store is for toothaches. You put it in your mouth, it's a little warm, but if you put it right around the tooth, it'll stop a toothache from hurting in about 15 seconds.
So clove is an analgesic.
Clove is an analgesic. Huh. That's exactly right. Another one, black pepper. We use black pepper for lots and lots of anti-disease things. It's loaded with chromium, which is needed for proper functioning of the pancreas and the heart. You will find that a very popular thing right now is piperine, which is the active ingredient in black pepper. And so while we use it for cooking, it's also got a great therapeutic idea.
So don't feel guilty about peppering up your food.
Do not feel guilty about it at all. Oregano. When somebody says oregano to me, I immediately think of Italian food mm-hmm. because it's got a lot of oregano in it. But in the Greek language, oregano means mountain of joy, or joy in the mountain, or joy from the mountain. It's technically talking about a wild form of marjoram, but it's great for stomach and gallbladder problems. It's good for coughing. It's good for menstrual pain. Mm. It can be applied to swelling or rheumatism, a stiff neck. You can use oregano as a balm and just put it directly up on the skin, or use an oregano oil. Much of our oregano oil is actually used for fighting yeast and fungus in the body.
Okay.
So lots of good uses for oregano besides the fact that, oh, by the way, it tastes good.
Yeah, amen. So how would you use oregano? Let's say you have a cold. It's that time of year. I've got three kids with it right now. Tell me what I can do.
You could actually make a tea out of it and let them drink the tea. If that's too strong for them, then you can soak it. Just put it in hot water and then put a rag in there and take the rag out then and squeeze it out and put it on the place where it's sore so the oregano okay. will get into the tissues.
Very good.
Great uses for oregano. Another popular one for me is garlic, believe it or not. You can read books of stuff that, on garlic. It's been helping both physically and mentally for more than 5,000 years. They found references 5,000 years old that show that garlic was one of the early herbs that were used.
Written by Bram Stoker?
yeah, right, exactly. No, not quite. Pyramid builders and Roman soldiers on long marches were given a part of their daily ration was in garlic. It's so strong as of an antibiotic that the English purchased tons of it during World War I just for using on wounds. It'll help to stop bleeding, and it'll help to make sure that you don't get an infection in the wound. So while we're doing all of these holiday cooking ideas, you need to realize, too, that you're doing something to help the body heal.
Mm. You know, it seems like we're losing touch with a lot of these things. You know, garlic has more a stronger place, or could have a stronger place in your life than just in your refrigerator.
Absolutely.
A lot of these spices.
Most of the spices have therapeutic benefits. As a matter of fact, I really haven't found a single spice yet that didn't have some kind of a therapeutic use. They're plants, and the plants were used in the early days to do all the medicine. The people who were the plant experts were also the doctors.
Mm.
Another that I'll hit on briefly is apple cider vinegar. If you talk to people in my field about apple cider vinegar, most people are going to mention Dr. Bragg. Bragg's vinegar is probably the most popular vinegar on the market.
It's in my cabinet.
Yeah, it's in most of our cabinets. And he actually wrote a book that listed over 40 therapeutic applications of apple cider vinegar. So anytime you're using vinegar during the holidays, you're actually helping in some way in the body, any one of 40 plus ways that it's helping your body. Everything from digestion to discomfort to aches and pains to body breath and body system changes, all good from apple cider vinegar.
So before you go on a date, drink some apple cider vinegar, Bragg's.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that's not the kind of breath we're doing. But what it actually does do as it goes through your mouth is it causes several of the glands that secrete healthful benefits to activate. So it's an activator both in your mouth and in your whole digestive system.
Okay.
Basically, what I'm trying to say today is that the herbs have therapeutic benefits as well as the good eating ones. Now, on our next podcast, I'm going to mention my favorite holiday recipe that deals with several of the herbs that I've mentioned, and you can think about the therapeutic benefits that I'm getting from it when I'm eating a lot of it.
Are we talking about my favorite time of year?
We are indeed.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good.
We'll follow up with several of these spices in a specific recipe, and I'll give you the recipe during our next blog.
God bless you all in this holiday season.
Have a great one.